Workbook, Unit 7, Listening. 2. Listen to the tape and circle the correct answers.
9-year-old Oliver lived in a workhouse where the boys were given 3 meals of thin porridge a day, with an onion twice a week and half a roll on Sundays. The workhouse was run by Mr. Bumble, the headmaster. The room in which the boys were fed was a large stone hall. The cook, assisted by one or two women, used a big spoon to pour the porridge into the bowls. One spoonful and no more, except on holidays, when 2 spoonfuls and a piece of bread were given. The bowls never needed to be washed. The boys cleaned them with their spoons till they shone again. And when they had performed this operation, which never took very long, they sat staring at the cook. Oliver Twist and his companions suffered this slow starvation for 3 months. At last, they got so wild with hunger that one boy, who was tall for his age, said to his companions that unless he had another bowl of porridge per day, he was afraid he might some night eat the boy sleeping next to him. He had a wild, hungry eye, and they all believed him. The boys held a meeting, casting lots who should walk up to the cook after supper that evening and ask for more. The lot fell to Oliver Twist. The evening arrived. The boys took their seats. The cook served the porridge, and the boys prayed. The porridge was eaten, and the boys whispered to each other and nodded at Oliver, while his next neighbors pushed him. Child as he was desperate with hunger and felt miserable. He rose from the table and advanced to the cook, bowl and spoon in hand. He said,
"Please, sir, I want some more."
"What?"
shouted the cook.
"Please, sir, I want some more."
The cook was a fat, healthy man, but he turned very pale. Amazed, he stared at Oliver before aiming a blow at his head with the large spoon and screaming for the headmaster.
"Mr. Bumble, I beg your pardon, sir. Oliver Twist has asked for more."
"For more? Calm down, sir, and answer me clearly. Do I understand that he asked for more after he had eaten his supper?"
"He did, sir."
"That boy will be hung. I know that boy will be hung. I was never more convinced of anything in my life than that that boy will come to be hung."